The gospel, do you remember Romans chapter 1? The gospel is the power of God for salvation. Verse 16 in chapter 1 of Romans. We are saved by God's grace through faith, the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. In the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed out of faith and into faith. For as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. And it gets dynamic because we use many English words to interpret one Greek word, dikaios, right? Morally and ethically, when we speak of persons, it means righteousness. It means upright. It means just. Jesus said, I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes the sun to rise on the evil and the good and sends the rain on the just and the unjust. Righteousness. From a legal point of view, it means law-abiding, honest. It means good, like your behavior. Righteous, like that one, they're righteous. It speaks of Zechariah and Elizabeth, and it says that they were righteous before God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and statutes of the Lord. It also means to put right. It means to have been put right, to be righteous. So it's later on, it's in Romans chapter 2. I think we'll get to that sometime in 2020 at this pace. But it's not the hearers of the law who are righteous before God, but the doers of the law who will be justified. Romans chapter 2, verse 3. And then you hear about righteous people who are rightly related to God. Do you remember when Jesus spoke about the wheat and the chaff? And the wheat that was planted, but the weeds that were mixed into it? And after he had shared that, his friends, the apostles, they were like, what does that mean? I didn't understand what you were saying. And Jesus said about the wheat and the chaff, the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Him who has an ear, let him hear. He's going to gather up everything, weeds and wheat together, but God knows who are his because they're set apart. It means fair, right? 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8 says this, henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. When Jesus showed up, are you going to just be so grateful that he arrives? When speaking of Christ, this word means innocent. So do you know when Jesus died on the cross and he said, into your hands I commend my spirit, and the centurion was looking at that happen, and the centurion saw what took place, and he praised God saying, certainly, this man was innocent. This man was dikaios. That's Luke chapter 23, verse 47, if you want to check up on that. So innocent, righteous, justified, by your words you'll be justified, and by your words you'll be condemned, Jesus said. Every word that utters, you'll answer for that in Matthew chapter 12 and in verse 37. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. This is dikaios. How about that? It's actually not, it's a version of that verb. So it's an impersonal use of it, but it's the same word. Why do you not judge for yourself what is right? As you go with your accuser before the magistrate, make an effort to settle with him on the way, lest he drag you to the judge, and the judge hand you over to the officer, and the officer put you in prison. I tell you, you will never get out until you have paid the very last penny. Do you remember that story? When Jesus talked about that in chapter 12, and that's verse 57 to 59. It gets dynamic when we juxtapose the terms righteous and justified and innocent and right and just. When we speak of keeping rules, we say a person is right or wrong, don't we? We say they're good or bad. We say that they're innocent or guilty. Behavior, righteous. I've done everything right. I followed all the rules. Officer, I don't know why you're pulling me over. I just went through a red light. I obeyed all the rules for the rest of the year. It's the first time I've gone through a light. I'm righteous. Aye, but you went through the light. When we speak of God, we say that He is just and He's righteous. And when Paul speaks of the gospel, he says it's the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also the Greek, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed. Out of faith, into faith. And then Paul quotes the prophet preaching to a condemned people who are destined for conquest and punishment for entire generations over 70 years. And he says, it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. By their faith, the righteous shall live. What I want to say here about the gospel is deep and it's profound. In it, the righteousness of God. In it, the justice of God. In it, the justification of God is revealed in this gospel. How God makes a condemned people to stand right before Him is revealed in the gospel.